This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Dave's going to be joining us. It's going to be brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. You got to visit their showroom today, and he's going to be joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Dave, good morning. It's been a hell of a week for you. We got Rory winning the Masters. We got the Giants en fuego right now. Big win yesterday, going for the series win in Philly. And the Golden State Warriors are finally a playoff team, Dave. Good morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Great week. Good morning. This is why, you know, this time of year can be so much fun, but it's a lot more fun when opening day turns into a 13-5 start, when the Masters turns into an all-time classic, when the NBA playoffs include the team you root for and watch every night. So, I mean, I always love this time of year, but it's a little sweeter this year, I would say.
You had a great start for the Giants, 13-5, as Spadoni mentioned, going for the series win in Philadelphia today. Jordan Hicks on the bump. How surprising has this offensive start been for you, considering the Giants haven't been getting a ton yet from Willy Adames and Matt Chapman, yet putting up 11 runs yesterday, 10 in game one versus Philadelphia, putting up big runs often. How surprising has this been to you, considering those two guys that you expect to lead the offensive attack haven't really gotten going yet?
Yeah, well, it's not just those two either. I mean, Lamont Wade Jr. is probably in the worst stretch that we've ever seen him in. Patrick Bailey hasn't really contributed, you know, so it's not only those two, but your main point is a good one in that things haven't clicked on all fronts, and yet they are one of the top scoring, the top five scoring team in baseball right now, top run differential team, one of the top run differential teams in baseball. Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I mean, I still think the formula for this team, the way the roster is built, is a pitching defense first roster, and even though the pitching has been solid to this point, I would say that you know, the offense has carried the load for a lot of these first few weeks. So yeah, to me, that's a little surprising. I'm not sure that's what the Giants are expecting for the full season. You know, I still think they want to build this thing around the other stuff that we have talked about a lot leading into the year, but that's a good surprise because gosh, they've scored in a lot of different ways. I mean, one of the fun parts to me about this series is, you know, they had the home run barrage on Monday, scored 10 runs, and almost all of them with the home run ball. And the last two games, they haven't scored by way of the home run at all. On windy nights, you know, last night was not a good night to hit. Just was a tough night for everybody. And they, what did they get, 13 hits and 11 runs, season high in runs on a night where you probably weren't going to hit many long balls. They found ways to get offense across anyway.
Talking with Dave Fleming, Giants broadcaster here on The Morning Roast. It is Mark Grandy in for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni right here. And Dave, just talking about, you mentioned it a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, the NL West, man, is just absolutely stacked. We might actually be watching one of the greatest divisions we've seen in quite some time. You got the Pods at 15-4, the Giants at second at 13-5. They'd be in first place any other division, but they're in the NL West, and they got the Dodgers right on their heels, 14-6. And the D-backs at 11-7. God bless the Colorado Rockies. Yikes. 3-15 there. So it is not all quiet on the Western front, but I am a little concerned right now. I mean, listen, it's early in the season. Justin Verlander, he's a grizzled vet. He's not a young guy. He's not 25 years old, right? We went through this with Blake Snell last year. Some of the veteran guys, maybe it takes a little time, but are you concerned at all with some of these early struggles in the season for one Justin Verlander, giving up 8 hits just the other day against the Phillies, 4 runs. Prior to that against the Reds, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those earned. Any concern with Verlander this early on, Dave?
I mean, I don't, no. I don't think I'm concerned about it. He looks healthy. He's throwing hard. He has made a lot of mistakes in the middle of the plate, and that has to stop because, you know, that's, you know, big league hitters, as hard as it is to hit right now with the high velocity, high movement era that we're in, big league hitters still crush mistakes out over the plate. And Verlander's just had a few too many of those. I think the main thing is his body looks good. He looks healthy. But yeah, I mean, overall, I would say that the starting rotation has underperformed to this point. And that's, you know, I guess you could really look at that as a serious positive. They're 13-5. You know, where their starters just, you know, other than Webb and even Logan has been, I think, a little unhappy with the way his stuff has been over the start of the year. But Hicks has been inconsistent. Robbie Ray has been inconsistent. Landon Roop has showed really spectacular stuff, but hasn't gone deep into games consistently. And Verlander that you're talking about. So that, you know, long term, we got 5.5 months still to go almost. That will have to get ironed out. They're going to need more from that group, more efficiency, more innings especially. But I'm not really overly concerned about it. I think in a way it's a positive that they're playing as well as they are without those guys being at their best.
Dave, obviously those five starters are all still healthy, Webb, Ray, Verlander, Hicks, and Roop. But Hayden Birdsong, who made the team but has been in the bullpen all year so far, has been pitching amazing. So I know there's not necessarily an imminent move that's happening because all those five starters are still healthy, but how long can the Giants keep Hayden Birdsong in the bullpen? Because he's been pitching amazing to begin this year.
Plenty long. I mean, as long as things are the way they are right now and everybody else is healthy, they're not, I just don't see them changing what they have set up right now. That is always subject to change. I mean, you know, performance dictates this. And if Verlander really does struggle, if Robbie Ray really just can't throw strikes consistently at all, then they will be forced to consider a move. But right now, because he's been a really good fit down there, he's helped them win games, and they're doing fine overall as a team, I think they're more than content. I don't think they view this. This isn't like stunting his growth or limiting him. I don't believe they feel that way at all. I think this is for them. He's still developing in the big leagues. He's still learning how to get big league hitters out in shorter bursts, but still, you know, getting a better education here than he could, say, if he were in the minor leagues as a starter. They still view him as a starting pitcher. But for now, he's done a very nice job in the role that he's in.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the River Islands Guest Line, Morning Roast, Giants broadcaster on 95.7 The Game, Giants insider as well. And Dave, you know, we've been talking so long, I don't know, like years and years about the next face of the future face of the San Francisco Giants. It's early. I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but man, Jung-Hoo Lee, he sure checks a lot of those boxes of box office. Fun, exciting. The fans gravitate towards him. He does something every single game, it feels like. He had another two hits, two runs, two ribbies yesterday. I mean, are you shocked by this early on the season, the production from one Jung-Hoo Lee? And I don't know, could we be talking about the face of the Giants going forward here if the season ends and he continues to play like this?
Yeah, not shocked at all. This guy is super talented. Very, very talented guy. Is he going to have a 1,000 slugging average at the end of the year? He is not. That, you know, he's not going to outslug Aaron Judge for the year. But this guy is a really good player who has more to learn and has more untapped talent in there. I mean, this guy's good. So I am not shocked. He's got some skills that very few hitters have. And again, like right now he's hot and he's taking advantage of being hot. He punishes mistakes. One thing I love about Jung-Hoo Lee is he is ready to hit at all times. First pitch, 10th pitch of the at-bat. He is in an attack sort of mindset. And if you make a mistake to him, he's going to barrel it up. And that to me is, you know, if you look across great hitters, what do great hitters do? That is a common theme. Don't miss the ones that you do get. And he's doing everything else well too. He's running the bases. You know, he leads the major leagues in doubles. A lot of that is not because he's just crushing balls into the gap, but because, you know, he hits it down the line or hits it toward the gap, and it doesn't have to go all the way to the wall for Jung-Hoo Lee to get a double. Can he be the face of the franchise? Yeah, I think so. He's obviously a charismatic dude. Super fun to watch. Fans have already taken to him. The cool thing about what's happening right now for this team, one of the many cool things, is you look around the team, and I don't want to leave anybody out, and I'm not trying to, but even if you just limit it to a few, you got Chapman, you got Adames, you got Logan Webb, you got Jung-Hoo Lee. You got guys who like feel like they are anchors for this team now and into the future. And that hasn't really been the case for a while, you know, since Posey retired, really. That to me is a great long-term sign of where this thing is headed.
Dave, this Giants team yesterday jumped on Nola early, so they didn't have to come from behind to win that game yesterday, but they have made a habit of falling behind. When they have fallen behind, they've made a habit of coming back and winning baseball games despite getting down, not just a run or two, but getting down big sometimes. What is it about this team that allows them to come back from those deficits? Is it something that comes from Buster Posey top down? Is it Bob Melvin? Is it the belief that these players have? Where does that come from? Because that seems new to this team specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving Buster a lot of credit for a lot of things. I think he would laugh at me if I gave him credit for that. I mean, I think, you know, Buster's trying to set the tone for things. And maybe part of this is, you know, the roster continuity. The Giants have not made a single roster move this year. Here we are 3 weeks into the season, and the Giants have not changed the opening day roster. So I think Buster really truly believes that does build some chemistry, some cohesion, some belief in one another. you get with your group in your locker room and that group stays the same. I think Buster really does firmly believe that that fosters, an ability to do some of the stuff that they're doing. But most of the credit goes, almost all the credit goes to the players. And I would say the players and the approach. You know, I think this hitting group has done a really nice job. Part of why the Giants have come from behind in games is because they have grinded out a lot of at-bats. They have had a lot of long at-bats, and they've taken walks, and they've been willing with two strikes to go the other way. Do some of those things that winning teams do against good pitching. And so that formula works, no matter what the score, no matter who you're facing. And so it's not an all or nothing approach right now. And I that is one of the most encouraging things to me about, why and how they've been able to make all these, come from behind wins happen.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast, our Giants broadcaster and Giants insider here at 95.7 The Game. And they're in a stretch right now, Flem, of 17 games with no off days, and the bullpen's getting a lot of run. You think the Giants could be making a call up for another arm here pretty soon?
I mean, I don't know who's leaving. Who are you kicking off the roster? You can't just call somebody up, right? So you gotta. I just don't see. Unless somebody's hurt, I think this is their group. Now, you are absolutely right in that this is going to challenge everybody down there. Today is going to challenge everybody. Today is a big, today Jordan Hicks has to be more consistent than he has been his last couple times. There's been a lot of good with Jordan so far this year, but they need him to go deeper into this game. You're not going to see Bivens. I imagine you're not going to see Hayden Birdsong. Those are kind of your two longer guys right now. Lou Trevino pitched two innings yesterday. That means he's probably almost certainly not going to pitch today. So your length options today are really limited, which means they need some length from Jordan Hicks. And that's going to if we talk a few more times here during this stretch, we're probably both going to be saying that over the course of these next couple weeks. There are going to be some games where they're going to have to lean hard on their starters, and that's part of it. But as of now, I the good news is they have options. There are a few guys who've really thrown the ball well down in AAA at the start of the year, so they have options if they need them. But I don't see who is losing their spot right now. I think it's more a matter of day-to-day trying to manage workloads and see who's available to pitch. And maybe the takeaway is you're not going to be able to get every perfect matchup here for the next week or so. You're going to have to rely on some pitchers, maybe not in their perfect ideal roles, and just trust that they can do the job.
Dave, we were talking earlier about some of the bigger names on offense that haven't yet really started hitting consistently. One of those guys to begin the year was Tyler Fitzgerald. He was hitting just .179, and over the last six games, that average has jumped to .314 now, and he credited a conversation with Barry Bonds. Is it just as simple? Is hitting just as simple as talking to the home run king? What has Tyler Fitzgerald done to turn his swing around of late?
Yeah, it's probably not that simple, huh?
Probably not.
To me, look, I wasn't there with those conversations. I've listened to Tyler talk about it and what Barry was kind of talking to him about. To me, Tyler's swing looks just a little shorter right now. Early in the season, it was a lot of big, long swings. And whether that was related to the back issue in spring training, the slow start, or whatever it was, he looks shorter, quicker to the ball right now. Tyler's got enough juice to where, he doesn't have to take the yuck-a-doo swing every time to generate extra base power. He's got speed that can help him generate some of those extra bases. The main thing with Tyler, to me, is just getting that barrel to the ball in a little more quick, direct manner. I'm not a hitting coach. That's not my area of expertise, but that's what my eyes tell me is happening with Tyler. Some of those little short strokes up the middle we've seen these last couple days, it's been fun to, the home run was fun. The triple was super fun. I appreciate the little line drives up the middle just as much. Tyler is a weapon when he's on the bases. Tyler is like, if you go to the MLB Savant webpage and look on the StatCast leaderboards. Tyler's like in the top five in sprint speed of all players in the big leagues. When he gets out there, you got a great chance to get him all the way around and score. And so to me, that's, you know, it's super fun to have him hitting for power, and that's a part of his game, and I don't want that to go away. But he's got such a weapon with his athleticism and speed. Just that, you know, that line drive ability, get on base, to me makes him a much more valuable player.
Dave, we appreciate the time. Real quick on the way out, though, obviously you're helping doing the Masters coverage for ESPN. A lot of good stuff. Obviously CBS crushing it as well. But Rory McIlroy becomes the sixth player to complete the career Grand Slam in golf, winning the Masters. And it was really, and we all like thought it was going to be Bryson v. Rory, but it ultimately ended up being Rory versus himself in a way. Obviously, it culminates in the one game, or in the whole playoff against Justin Rose. And we were all watching that on our phones while we were watching overtime with Warriors Rockets. It was just an insane day of, not Rockets, excuse me, Clippers. It was an insane day of sports here in the Bay Area. No one went outside. It was also beautiful, but no one was outside. We were all inside watching all the sports. But for you, watching Rory win it the way he did, what did that mean for him and for his legacy overall? Just the sixth male golfer ever to complete the career Grand Slam and the first since one Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, that probably says as much as anything. It's just a super, super elite club. And I think, you know, it's almost like tennis where the golf course setup, tournament structure makes these events so different. So why is it such a small club? Because it takes a really diverse skill set and game to win them all, because all of those require much different things, those majors. And Rory's got it all. He's one of the most gifted, physically talented golfers who has ever lived. You know, the thing about Sunday was, I rarely, if ever, have I seen an athlete where it was more apparent the pressure on that athlete. It looked like the weight of the world was sinking him. And he found a way. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't perfect. Some of those shots were really pretty, but it definitely wasn't perfect. And he found a way to get it done. And I think all of us in the golf world, and I'm sure you guys too, are just wondering, well, now will that pressure be lifted? Now is that going to unlock a new level for this guy who's got every talent of all the elites in the history of the game? And look, it's just fun, whether it's Aaron Judge, whether it's Connor McDavid, whether it's LeBron and Curry, it's fun to watch the all-time greats who are at a different level than even the other greats. It's fun to watch them do their thing. And maybe we're going to really get to see that with Rory now going forward. He's going to a place, the next major is at a course that he has dominated in his career. And he will be I would think, a substantial favorite to win the next major. Still hard to do, but if he does that, then you're talking about a summer of huge buzz for the sport of golf. I mean, you can imagine what the U.S. Open would be like if Rory finds a way to win the PGA and he's got the first two in 1 year. The U.S. Open will be a big, big time event if Rory could somehow pull that off.
Well, I mean, it could not have set up any better on that Sunday, Dave. You had the Liv guy, obviously, the talk of YouTube, Bryson DeChambeau. Everyone loves him, right? People are upset because they didn't feel like the coverage was enough on Bryson. So they thought it was the world against Bryson. And then Rory McIlroy, and he doubles the first hole. I felt like Rory in that moment, Mark and Dave. I was like, yeah, just get those out of the way early. Just get double out of the way early, right? And he doubles again. And it was truly him against himself because Bryson started fading. And then Justin Rose, who was leading after day one, started making a little bit of push. So it was all baked into the drama of that Sunday. And then obviously the drama of that Sunday culminating with the Warriors and the Clippers losing in overtime. So they had the play-in. And now, Dave, after the win on Tuesday, they do have a playoff series. We can all take a deep breath. Quick prediction, Dave. I'm putting you on the spot. Warriors, Rockets. It's going to be a grinded out kind of series, huh?
They're going to beat the Rockets. I mean, the experience level of Curry and Butler and Draymond Green. Rockets are talented. Rockets are good. Rockets are athletic. Bad break, I think, for Houston to have the Warriors fall into that seventh slot. OKC would have been a whole different thing, I think, if they had to match up with them in that first round. I think the fact that they won that game the other night and avoided that matchup. I really feel strongly that the experience of the Warriors in a best of seven will prevail. After that, then, you know, I'll be less certain. But the Rockets are really good. I just think this early in the playoffs, it's very hard for, I would be shocked if the Rockets aren't playing in the next round after this.
That's a confident Dave Fleming, and I like to hear it. Dave, good stuff, man. We really appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
There he
is. Dave.
That is David B. Fleming, and he's brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today, Mark. You got to go out there, man.
I will.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.